Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the priest in charge of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville. We welcome you to this our reflection on this second Sunday of Easter. The readings for today, Acts chapter 2, verse 14a, and verses 22 to 32. Psalm 16, 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 9, and John 20, verses 19 to 31. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen.
Jesus is alive, yeah.
Let us pray. We pray the collect for the second Sunday of Easter. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Peace of God. Familiarity, it is said, breeds contempt. Very often we do or say things, and because they have become automatic, they lose their meaning and purpose for us, and for those to whom they are intended. One example of this is the greeting, good morning. I am sure in its original state, the greeting was intended to wish the person to whom it was said a pleasant and fruitful morning and success in whatever they attempted to do during that time. Today we say it because for many of us, it is the polite thing to say when we encounter someone for the first time in the morning. It is for many a sign of good manners. But does it carry a wish, an intent with it? When we say good morning to someone, do we really think of wishing that person good things for that period of the day? In our gospel today, from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, in two encounters with his disciples, Jesus greets them three times with the words, Peace be with you. In John 20, 19 to 21, we are told that it was the evening of the same day of the empty tomb, that the disciples were together behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. When the risen Christ came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. John says Jesus showed them his hands and his side. They saw the scars left by the nails in his hands and the spear that pierced his side. And they rejoiced because it was the Lord. Having affirmed his presence, Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. And he adds, As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Having said this, John states, He breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Later on in the same chapter, John relates that Thomas was not present when Jesus appeared the first time to the other disciples. Thomas wanted to see for himself. He wanted proof that it was indeed Jesus. He exclaimed, Unless I see the marks of the nail and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. We are told by John that a week later, the disciples were again in the house. The doors were shut, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. John does not tell us if Thomas did as commanded, but his response was one of belief. He said, my Lord and my God. Jesus responded, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe. Peace be with you was a common Jewish greeting, wishing over all well-being to the other person. However, when it is said by Jesus, it means more than a casual greeting. These men had all deserted him in his darkest hour. They were gathered here for fear of their lives. They faced an uncertain future. They left everything to follow Jesus. Now he was gone. What could calm their hearts and rejuvenate their spirits? Only the peace of God. The peace from God. That peace which passes all understanding. That peace which the world cannot give. Peace be with you. As Jesus greets his disciples, he wishes them the shalom of God. A peace that can only come from God. A peace which one theologian defines as a peace which is the harmony and calmness of body, mind, and spirit, trusting in the power and grace of God. It is a peace that is a blessing from God and received through the presence of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God enables us to have quiet confidence and faith, even in the midst of raging war, unrest, confusion, or even in the face of a global pandemic. The peace of God enables us to accept ourselves as we really are and have a vision of our special purpose in spite of our situation in life as we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. It is a peace which comes from a knowledge of God through Christ as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, a peace which Christ possessed and bequeathed to his disciples. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says to them, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The peace of God also extends to our relationship with one another. It enables us as disciples of Christ to work together for a common purpose. That is, to make disciples for Christ and to preach the gospel to all the world without fear or favor, only moved by a desire to do God's will and to be the faithful disciples of Christ. As disciples of Christ today, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we have the peace of Christ in each of us. And that is what the church invites us to affirm in the greeting of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. It is not my peace, but God's peace. We all share a common bond. As we greet each other, in whatever way, the peace of God in you greets the peace of God in me. As we share the peace, we help to strengthen each other's resolve to follow Christ, to be his faithful disciple. The Reverend Talbot James Bethel, rector of St. Daniel's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, in an article in the Anglican Digest, suggests that we should let the greeting of peace become a prayer for us. He says, as we greet each other, we should pray that we pass the Christ in you to someone else and see if Christ's peace is returned to us. At this time of the coronavirus pandemic, at this time of lockdown, it is vital that as disciples of Christ, we have the peace of God in us. It will drive away all fear. It will enable us to affirm our faith in the risen Christ. As he reminds us, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. The peace of God in us will enable us to reach out to those who are risking their lives to minister the gift of healing to others. It will enable us to truly appreciate all those who work behind the scenes to ensure our well-being. The peace of God in us will enable us to truly appreciate our family, our relatives and friends in this time of confinement. It will enable us to use our time wisely, to draw closer to God, to show loving action to others, to forgive, to be reconciled, and to strive to love as Jesus loved. As we continue to face this pandemic and all the challenges that go with it, let us truly wish each other that peace which passes all understanding, as we say sincerely, with faith, with hope, and with love, with the full depth of meaning, whether it is in person, on the telephone, or on the internet, as we say to each other, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, we come from a world of tumult. We live and work among those without hope or purpose in life. We come to you to celebrate the wonder of your glory, your power, and your love. We rejoice that you offer us a peace that, in your own strength, we cannot win, deserve, or achieve. Through Christ, we know what it means to be at peace with ourselves, because he has made peace between ourselves and you. May the worship we offer declare the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that finds its origin in the heart of God and at the foot of the cross. We ask all this for the sake of your glory. Amen. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we praise you, O God of peace. Your gentle touch lifts the fallen, brings victory to the defeated, and restores the brokenhearted. It is your peace that transforms our darkness with your light. It is your presence that promises a joy that is beyond words, and a hope that nothing can end. We praise you in the name of Christ, who is our peace and our reason for worship. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we pray for those who are hurting and for those whose pain is deep inside. For those whose sense of loss is so great, They're finding it hard to put their lives back together again. Lord, hold them in the hollow of your hand, that your peace and grace may hold them. God of all peace and hope, we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. Do have a spirit-filled week, and remember, be safe, save lives, stay home. The Lord bless you.